Southern California College Training, July 6 through 12, 2009, Sacramento, California. Title, Christ Lives in Me. Morning Session 2, Message 1. Companions. Scripture Reading, Philippians 1:5, 2 Timothy 2:22, John 15:16 through 17, and 13:34 through 35. And Ecclesiastes 4:9 through 12.
So why don't we open up our packet, our binder, to the section Preaching the Gospel, the second morning line. Preaching the Gospel. I might announce Him as the Gospel. A gospel meeting. So this line is on preaching the Gospel. But there's a real burden here that's going to be released in this line. Many of you who have been to the college training before, we've touched a lot this matter of the vital groups. Twos and threes. Companions. Amen. So you need to have this view. Right. This is a crucial view to have when you see preaching the Gospel. Amen. We may think preaching the Gospel is a matter of an evangelist. Right. It's one man, or I grab someone, Justin and I will just go out on the Gospel. We go out two by two. But we need to have a view that preaching the Gospel is a matter of the vital groups. It's a matter of the twos and threes. We need to be companionized. Amen. That's why this message on the Gospel is not how to. It's not methods and steps. It's preaching the Gospel, companions. Amen. We need to be companionized for the Gospel. This is crucial because the Christian life, many of us may realize this, and you should realize this, it's not an individual life.
That's right.
The Christian life is a corporate life. Right. It's a body life.
Amen.
So everything related to the Christian life, related to God's economy, related to God's move on the earth, is a matter of being corporate. The Lord is gaining His body on this earth, and this body needs fellowship in order to move. Amen. There's a need for coordination in the body. So I just, you know, like we enjoyed Pursue Him, right? Christ now is my life. Christ is our life.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
But you know what? Something about this life. This life is a partial life. You have the all-inclusive Christ living in you. But actually, this life needs others. This life is a partial life. So you need to be joined to others in the body for the move of the body. So if we have this view, when we come to preaching the Gospel, we won't be intimidated, scared. Even our past experience may be something, somewhat of a struggle, not so, as it brings out in the outline, prevailing. This may not be our experience, but I can guarantee you the reason is because we haven't touched preaching the Gospel in the matter of the body life. So this is what we want to enter into today. Another thing about this matter. Well, how about I'll just read Philippians 1:5. It's on the top of your sheet here in the scripture reading. For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the Gospel. From the first day until now. For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the Gospel. If I'm just going out on the Gospel, there's not much need for fellowship. It's just me. But here it's fellowship for the Gospel.
Amen.
That means that Paul's writing here, Paul's speaking here, related to the Gospel is related to the body. There's a need for fellowship.
Amen.
My members need fellowship.
Amen.
In order to move.
Amen.
So there's fellowship unto the furtherance of the Gospel.
Amen.
So we need, in order to move, we need the fellowship. And I just want to read part of this footnote. The Christ experiencing and Christ enjoying life is a life in the furtherance of the Gospel.
Amen.
A Gospel preaching life. Not individualistic, but corporate.
Amen.
So even for us to have the full enjoyment of Christ, Philippians was written, it's a book of experiencing and enjoying Christ. It was written, but they could enter into the full enjoyment of Christ because they were living a life under the furtherance of the Gospel, corporately in the fellowship. Another thing I just want to share, I just really appreciate, if we see this view, that we need to be companionized for the Gospel, then we'll realize something, you know, just really quick. The Gospel is not insulting. It's not offensive in the terms of others being insulted by our speaking. We offend others.
Right.
That's not the case. There's nothing, you know, the love of God, that's so attractive, so high. But what is the problem? The problem is Satan is blinding the minds of the unbelievers. There's a kingdom on this earth, Satan's kingdom. And many are captured in that kingdom, and they're utterly blind. So when you speak the gospel, they are blinded, their thoughts are blinded, and they reject and refuse the gospel. So we need to see, first and foremost, there is an enemy that needs to be bound.
Amen.
And we see principles in the Bible. How does the Lord, you know, He prayed, you know, and He, when He sent the disciples out two by two, He sent them out. And then He said, if you ask anything in My name, and if you're in harmony, it will be done for you on the earth. So there's a matter of being in harmony. I'm in harmony with myself, but I may not be in harmony with Samuel. So there's a need for us to be companionized,
Amen.
To be built up, to be related.
Amen.
Even this word, standing together, harmonized, is one accord, being brought into a fellowship and harmony. I need to stand shoulder to shoulder with my brother. Then when we go out in prayer, the enemy's already bound.
Amen.
The minds are released.
Amen.
They can hear the gospel.
Amen.
So I just appreciate this is the way that we take the enemy's kingdom.
Amen.
We take ground from the enemy.
Amen.
And another thing, you know, the Christian life, many times, my view of being related to the twos and threes, companionized, was somewhat defensive. Somewhat, I need Justin, I need these brothers, so I can escape, I can stand. This age is so prevailingly evil. So I need my companions to huddle together in my little spiritual igloo and we'll withstand the attacks of the enemy. But this is altogether too much defensive.
Yeah, that's right.
As believers, as Christians, we don't need to be defensive.
No.
We have the highest gospel.
Amen.
It should be prevailing.
Amen.
And we need, this is the key. Companionizing, being related in the twos and threes for the gospel is our offense.
Amen.
When we preach the gospel,
Amen.
We're taking ground from the enemy.
Amen.
We're causing Satan's kingdom to suffer loss.
Amen.
So if we see this view, this really helped me to see this. This is our offense. You know, 2 Timothy 2:22. I appreciated this verse in a fresh way. Right? Flee youthful lust. And this is run away. Flee youthful lust. And pursue
Amen.
Righteousness, faith, love, peace. With those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
This is actually defensive and offensive.
Amen.
Pursue.
Pursue
Him.
Amen.
Pursue righteousness,
Amen.
Faith, love. So this matter of the gospel is our offense. This is the way we take the enemy's ground. This is the way we cause His kingdom to suffer loss. So if we're related in the twos and threes, then there's no way for Satan to overcome us. And our gospel will be prevailing. Okay, Roman number one. First, we must learn that the preaching of the gospel is a matter not merely of individuals. It is a matter of the body.
Amen.
In Philippians 1:27, Paul writes that you would walk worthy of the gospel of Christ, in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you stand firm. Stand firm in one spirit, with one soul, striving together, along with the faith of the gospel. So again, this word, striving together, is shoulder to shoulder. You're going out for the gospel, but you're related, you're joined to another. And this is not just someone that you grab, this is your companion. This is someone, as we'll see, it takes time to be related to this member, to be open to this member, to fellowship with this member, to pray for one another. You know, pray for one another. This may not be our concept. We may be work-centered. But Philippians 2:25, Paul calls his brother Epaphroditus first. He says, my brother. Then my fellow worker, fellow soldier. So brother first. So we need to be related to one another. Built up this kind of harmony. And this kind of harmony, there's the way for us to pray. And the Lord answers whatever we ask. Read Matthew 18:19. Right? With this view of your vital companion. And with this view for the gospel. If we're related in this way, our gospel will be prevailing. A. In order to be prevailing and fruitful in the preaching of the gospel, we must pay our full attention to the body life.
Amen.
And this is another point I enjoyed. If we take this view, you know, if others see us preaching an individual life, preaching an individual gospel, I'm out by myself, this is not bad, and you can have fruit. You will gain some, and this is very, you should do this sometimes. Just go out. But not by yourself, but with others. They may not be physically with you, but you're related to these members. You're built up with them. So and you're going, they're going. And you're going, they're praying. Right? And so when you go in this way, the body is there. The impact is there. The one accord is there. You know, Peter, in Acts 2:14, when he preaches the first gospel message here, it says, Peter standing with the 11. So Peter stood with the 11. And then he preached the gospel, and 3,000 got saved. What I appreciate about this is right away, you read the account in Acts 2:46 and 47, they entered right into the corporate life, to the body life.
Amen.
Right away, continuing steadfastly with one accord. Right? Breaking bread, fellowshipping. Right away, because their first view of the gospel, when they heard the gospel, they saw the body. And what are we bringing people into? It's not into an individual Christian life. We don't want to give them that impression. We need to bring them into the body.
Amen.
The Lord is building up His body on the earth.
Amen.
So if we are in the reality of the body in our daily living, being related, being built up, when we preach the gospel, that is what they see.
Amen.
They see a life. They see something so attractive, a communal life, a corporate life. And that is attractive. And the impact is there. And they will respect you. They will listen to what you're speaking. So this is Peter's experience. Right away, 3,000 get brought right into the body life. So this needs to be our experience. And I tell you, saints, this way is prevailing.
Amen.
Prevailing.
Amen.
You know, like a point that will be brought out later, like fire. This way, our experience may not be prevailing of the gospel. I must confess, my experience of the gospel, not much fruit. John 15 says, you will bear much fruit. And I just have to confess, Lord, where is the much fruit? My experience is not much fruit. So we need to see this. We need to be related, right? Companionized for the gospel. Then we'll bear much fruit. Again, A, in order to be prevailing and fruitful in the preaching of the gospel, we must pay our full attention to the body life. How about we, brothers, read B. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Through fellowship and coordination.
Amen. Right. Not individualistic. In fellowship and coordination. I just enjoyed this word coordination. I'll read you a definition from Webster's. Coordination is to place in the same order or relation. Adjust various parts so as to have harmonious action. To harmonize. So coordination is something in the body. To harmonize. To adjust the various parts. To be related. To work and act in harmony. And then I just enjoyed again, Matthew 18:19. There's this verse again. If any two of you are in harmony. So there it is again. To be in coordination is to be in harmony.
Amen.
Then whatever you ask. You have an uncle. I have an uncle that is still not saved. But I'm related to my brother. And he's praying for me and I'm praying for him.
Amen.
He asks how I'm doing. I tell him. We fellowship matters. And eventually he asked me, is there anybody you're burdened for? Brother, I have an uncle that's not saved. I stopped praying for him because it's too much for him. There's no way, no chance.
Yeah.
If two of you are in harmony,
right.
This harmony takes time to build up.
Right.
Right? So we build up a relationship. Then he begins to pray for my uncle. We pray for somebody he's burdened for. And I tell you, saints, you have to believe the word.
Amen.
If two of you are in harmony
Amen. On
earth, ask whatever you will, and it will be done.
Amen.
But I just appreciate this way of the gospel.
Amen.
This way is prevailing because the enemy's kingdom, right there, it suffers loss. The enemy has no way in the body. You know, Ecclesiastes 4, this verse is so fresh to me, 4:9-12. For the man will prevail against the one. A man, this is Satan, he'll prevail against the one. We realize this in our Christian life. If we're alone, by ourselves, we'll just get picked off left and right. You may survive for a day, a week, but he's going to get you. A man may prevail against the one. Will prevail. This man is the enemy. But two will withstand him. Amen.
Amen.
Two will withstand him.
Amen.
And a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen.
Two, in verse 12, two is better than one. There is much blessing for their labor. And I would say three is better than one. Three is better than two. Four is better than three. Five is much better than four.
Amen.
So the more we're related, and I mean not just someone, but companion, Right? You're being related in a vital way, opening to one another. There's the impact. There's the one accord. There's the harmony, shoulder to shoulder, bearing one another's burdens. The enemy has no way. He has no way a man will prevail against the one. But two, will withstand him. Three, absolutely. Four, he's gone. It's too late for him. Five, it's over. So if we see this view, we'll be burdened to be related to one another in our campuses. I say especially to all you freshmen going into college. You need to be related. Find some at your campus to be related to for your personal going on. This is defensive. I need someone to survive. You know, all you can testify. It's not easy being a young person in this age. It's impossible to pursue the Lord by yourself. But we need to be together. Flee youthful lusts. But we also need the offense. Because we're not here just to survive. We're here to cause the enemy to suffer loss.
Amen.
That's why we need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
We need to preach the gospel with power and impact.
Amen.
So we need to be related to one another for the prayers to come out, for Satan's kingdom to suffer loss.
Amen.
C. How about sisters? Read C. Amen. Right. This is again John 15:5. If you abide in me and I in you, you're a branch abiding in the vine. There's the fellowship, not a branch by itself, but with other branches. You'll bear much fruit. So I just appreciate some of you, and I think some of your testimonies, there's a time for the students to share related to some of these messages. This is the time for you to share your experience, and I just appreciate some have entered into this. I myself am taking the steps to enter into it. But this is much fruit. This is the Word of God. Saints, you have to believe the Word of God. This is what the Lord is trying to bring us into. Much fruit. Prevailing. I love that word. Prevailing.
Amen.
This gospel is prevailing. It needs to be prevailing. And then D, how about, I'll read this. With this realization, when we are burdened for someone's salvation, we will work not just by ourselves, but we will ask some others to work together with us in a way of coordination. In this way, the gospel will be powerful and prevailing. The gospel is powerful, saints, but it may not be in our experience. But we take this way of being related to others, being built up with others, with the goal of the gospel. This way is powerful and prevailing. And I just appreciate even Paul when he wrote 1 Thessalonians, the whole book is full of we, right? 1 Thessalonians 2:7 is we like a nursing mother. We were gentle in your midst. We. He writes the book, Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. He's with a group. Paul was with a group. Paul's experience of preaching the gospel. He was always with someone. The Lord sent him out two by two. They lived together. Slept together. They were out, I don't know, who knows how long, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Right? They were being built up. That's why they were able to gain so many. This is why the gospel can be prevailing. Powerful and prevailing. So if we see the body and enter into it, all those will be saved after us. We'll also see it and enter into it right away. This is our goal. It's for the body. We're here to build up the body of Christ. So I just want to leave you with this burden that we need to take back the ground. There's nothing for us to shy away from. We need to be offensive.
Amen.
We need to have a good defense. Praise the Lord, we do in the vital groups, in the twos and threes. We can withstand. But we also need to cause the enemy's kingdom to suffer loss.
Amen.
This is the gospel. The gospel in the twos and threes. How about all together, read Roman numeral 2.
Amen. Let's say that again. Put Satan to shame. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are going to bruise the serpent's head.
Amen.
With the seed of the woman.
Amen.
We have the gospel seed.
Right.
We take this seed and we will crush Satan.
Amen.
We will put him to shame.
Amen.
And in that outline point, right, what does it say? We put Satan to shame with the gospel.
Amen.
What a rich training we just had. I know many of you were there. We have the full gospel,
right?
And so we put Satan to shame with this gospel. But how do we go out, as our brother was sharing? We don't go out as individuals anymore. The individual way is a dead end road. We have to today take the body way.
Amen.
We have to take the body way.
Amen.
Right? He says this, and I appreciate our brother mentioned the partial life. I don't know how, if you picked that up. Our brother says in the ministry, do not say that you have the Lord. Just to have the Lord is not enough. Wow. Have we seen that? Praise the Lord. We have the all-inclusive Christ. We
Amen.
Have the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
We have the life-giving spirit.
Right.
But that's not enough.
Amen.
We need to pick up this body way. I'm so burdened for this. I really appreciated Brother Ed's 12th message that we need to see. This is so crucial.
Amen.
And I don't want to get off this point. Because if we don't pick up the body way, what else are we doing? The body is there with the image and likeness, right? We are going to express the Lord. But how do we have the dominion? The dominion, right? That is another part of the body,
Amen.
Right? There's the dominion over the earth,
right?
And the dominion is only in the body. You'll only have the power and you'll only have the prevailing gospel in the body.
Amen.
So it's so crucial we see the body and take this way, okay?
Amen.
So this was just a real burden. And I just like to touch this point again, Roman numeral 2. We put Satan to shame. Right?
Amen.
With the gospel by being grouped together.
Amen.
And I really appreciate what our brother said. You know, it is a being grouped together. We're speaking about this now, but we have to get out of here and we have to experience and practice. And it takes time, right? It doesn't happen like that. There's a being grouped together.
Right.
My experience, I was grouped in the training with a brother. I've been grouped with three different serving brothers my last 3 years of serving. And with each brother, I feel I've really learned a little bit more,
Amen.
Right? So there's a being grouped together. So I'd like you all to, you know, understand this. This takes time. This takes our endeavor. If you get with companions, right, and it doesn't work out, don't give up, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we really see, right, if we really see the body is the only way,
Amen.
When we hit a little roadblock, we won't just say, forget it. It doesn't work, you know? It takes time, okay? So we are being grouped together. Praise the Lord. Okay. I had some other things, but I think we'll just go on. You mentioned the wildfire. I'll just mention it.
Yeah.
The wildfire, okay? You know, there's a regular fire and there's a wildfire. And I think we all can, you know, what's a characteristic of a wildfire? Well, it spreads really quickly. It's hard to control. But I really appreciated when I looked it up. Another characteristic is that it is a very destructive force.
Amen.
Destructive force.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You take this gospel, spread like wildfire, it will destroy Satan's kingdom on your campus.
Amen.
It is a destructive force. You can fix me. It is, sorry.
Amen.
It is a destructive force, right? It's very large in size. The speed it spreads, the change of direction, and it jumps all the gaps.
Amen.
How wouldn't you like to touch this kind of gospel on your campuses?
Amen.
Every gap it jumps, every barrier, any frustration, there's no problem. This gospel spreads.
Amen.
This gospel destroys Satan's kingdom.
Amen.
So I hope this gives you a real taste of what the body life is, what we have before us, so that we have this view that we really become desperate to enter in. Okay, now this is where we get to the really, you know, important part. We must enter in. This is the reality. And I know many of us have been in the Lord's recovery, and we shouldn't just take for granted because we're here, because we've grown up here, that we have it. We don't have it. We need to enter into it, okay? And so the way is in three parts we'll cover in the outline. The one, we have to contact the Lord. Two, we contact one another. And then in such a way we go to others.
Amen.
Okay, so these are the next three points, A, B, and C, that I would like to cover in a quick way, okay? For A, I'd like to do this. I'd like to have all the high school seniors, if you could stand up, all those entering into their freshman year of college, if you could stand up. And how about all of you together read point A?
Amen.
We must make the decision to pick out some others as companions.
Amen.
You should pray, Lord, give me someone as a companion,
Amen.
Or send someone to me.
Amen.
Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose.
Amen.
Okay, stay standing. Stay standing. You know, I really like to impress all of you that are standing with this point. You know, it's very marvelous that you're here, and you all are so precious to all of us, including all the college students, the seniors. I think they would like to infuse a lot into you, but I'd like you all to make this your personal prayer. You know, you're going into a new situation with lots of experiences, you know, in the human life, you know, in your school life. I'd like you to have this spiritual experience that you come to the Lord and you ask the Lord, right, this very prayer. Lord, give me someone as a companion.
Amen.
You know, a lot of companions are being left behind, possibly. Maybe some are going with you, right? But this is the time to really pick up some spiritual companions.
Amen.
Right? Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Send someone to me.
Amen.
Bring me into contact with the one whom you have chosen.
Amen.
Lord, what's your choice for me?
Amen.
Okay, you can sit down. Thank you. You know, the Lord is very sovereign. In 1 Corinthians 12, 18, 24, and 25, it says, God has placed. God has placed the members.
Amen.
It also says, God has blended the body together.
Amen.
Don't think it's a small thing, right? Those who God has placed. There's some quotes I won't read from the ministry, but it says, right, it says that we have to allow the Lord to carry out the grouping. But it requires our willingness. I'll just read this one really quickly. The Lord has not been able to carry out the grouping among us for many years. A number of the saints came into a recovery in a very strong way, remained with us, but at a certain point they left. That indicated that they were not willing to be grouped.
Amen.
I like to touch your will, right?
Amen.
Are you willing to be grouped?
Amen.
I had all the high school seniors stand up, but how about all the others? Are you willing to be grouped? Lord, make me desperate and willing to be grouped.
Amen.
There's no other way to cause Satan to suffer loss.
Amen.
The individual way is a dead-end road.
Amen.
Lord, I am willing.
Amen.
Lord, I allow you to groom me.
Amen.
The Lord is sovereign. He has placed the members of the body.
Amen.
Okay? So I'd like you all to take this as your personal prayer. Really make this your decision that I would have some to be grouped with. Okay? Now let's go on to the next point, point B. How about we read that all together? Ready? Go.
As companions being grouped together, we firstly should come together to be minded through much prayer and fellowship in order to know each other in a thorough and intimate way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so this is with the head. We have our prayer, we have our opening, and he places us in the body as members. And then we're joined to a member, right? And it may not be according to our own natural thought, but the Lord has placed us nonetheless.
Amen.
And so as we're placed, then we enter into, what did it say here? We enter into being grouped together. And firstly, we should enter into prayer, right? Prayer and fellowship in order to know each other in a thorough and intimate way, okay? There's a lot of feeling behind this point, and there's many points underneath it, but I'd just like to freely fellowship here a little bit, and then we'll just read through the points, and hopefully they'll match up in a good way, okay?
Amen.
So, prayer, amen. I have another ministry quote. Let's read this first, okay? You can never be related in mind, emotion, and will. You can be related only in the Spirit. The only thing that is long-lasting is the Spirit. Long-lasting, okay? Long-lasting, right, is the Spirit. Relatedness can be realized only in our spirit. When we have a problem, the secret is to say, brothers, let us stop our talking and pray a little. I can't tell you how much of a salvation this has been to me personally. I know a lot of us full-timers have been receiving fellowship, how to enter into prayer. Just to stop and enter into prayer.
Amen.
This is the most marvelous way, I have to tell you. I can't express it in words. But sometimes all we need to do is stop, just enter into prayer.
Amen.
This is the real way to touch one another.
Right.
Right? I've been with brothers for years just in a social way. But once I touch some brothers in prayer,
right,
you really touch their heart.
Amen.
Right? And you can really be joined to one another. I can't express it in words. But it's just something you have to enter into. I know as we go on, we'll have more fellowship about this in coming conferences and trainings. But pray.
Amen.
Just drop everything and pray, right?
Amen.
This is a real excellent way, okay? Now, some other things I'd like to say. Maybe we could just go ahead and read one together.
First and
Right, right, good. So this is where we can just, this is really helpful here. When we come together, right, we fellowship concerning our status, our spiritual condition, and our present situation in and with the Lord. And I just had a small example. You know, we're talking here about the body, the body, the body. And sometimes, however, say these front row brothers, they come together for morning revival, okay? And so they're here, and we're all exercising, and we're enjoying, and then there's one brother, right, who's there, and he's just kind of like, you know, a grump, you know, or something's wrong, you know? And as a brother, I stand, you know, guilty as charged. I'm sitting here, and I look at him, and what's wrong with him, you know? He's killing the group, you know? Why is he, snap out of it, come on, you know? And I want to take him aside and say a word. To exercise a little bit, you know? I've never done that, you know? Like, really, you wouldn't do that. But you know you're thinking that, you know? And actually what you're doing in your mind is shooting that brother, you know? It's like you're taking him and, you know, stabbing that brother with your criticism and your critical spirit in your mind, right? I'm convicted of this. I do this too, okay? But what are we saying? We've been saying that we are a body, right? If one hand is hurting, would you take your other hand and shoot it? You would shoot your own body? That's ridiculous. That member is a member in the body.
Amen.
Right? Behind every member, there's a spiritual condition. There's a status. There are many related to that one. And I know in other fellowship times, you know, in the Word. Okay, I won't get into that. Anyways, we need to care for the other members. Right? The members in the body. And so, I had a real burden for this. We need to help each other as college students on campuses. Learn to take the blood.
Amen.
And help the others to take the blood.
Amen.
This is really key. I have a real big burden for this, and I don't have any time to share it. But you need to help the brother to take the blood. The blood cleanses every sin.
Amen.
I've touched this as an individual, you know, in such a real way. Every sin can be cleansed.
Amen.
If we are faithful to confess, he will forgive.
Amen.
You bring that to another brother, you bring that to another saint, they will be released from their situation. What a salvation to know I can receive the forgiveness of God, right? You read that booklet on the precious blood, right? Guilt in our conscience, accusation from Satan, condemnation before God. The blood really helps us enter in to touch the Lord. Then that brother's released, right? Then there's, oh, what an atmosphere if we help one another in that way. That is really marvelous, okay? And in 1 John 5:16 it says, give life. You become a means, not of criticism, but the Lord is the one that gives life. But you become the means by which life is given to that brother.
Amen.
He receives the blood. He is cleansed. He can touch life through you in a way. That's a marvelous kind of situation.
Amen.
So we care for one another in this way. Now how about we read two together quickly? Okay, I have two things to share here. We love one another. We say, I miss you. I have something to share about that. It's good. Okay. I just like to share this quote because I do have another burden here. As you get grouped together, you know, if this brother is having problems and I come in fellowship with him, he opens his condition to me, right? That is a real opening, and that's kind of like taking a risk, you know, and I'm a very inward person, you know, that's just how I am. I don't like to open to anybody, okay? But if I open to someone, how do I know he's going to trust me and whatnot? Oh, you know, that's scary. Okay, and I have this burden for the college students, very specific burden, okay? And this is a very serious matter, because I know this affects many of us. When we open, we need to cover the other members. This is so crucial to cover one another, okay? Now listen to this. I'll just read this whole thing through. The first lesson we must learn as members of the vital group is not to uncover people's weaknesses. In the vital groups, we have to avoid this kind of uncovering talk. Our uncovering talk is a defect that will kill our vital groups. Uncovering talk will kill, right? We want to enter into this gospel that is so prevailing, but if we have uncovering loose gossiping kind of talk, that will kill anything that the Lord has done to build up. That will kill it at that moment. That will kill it maybe for that brother for years to come. He'll remember that and he'll never want to enter into another vital group. This is very crucial that we cover one another in love.
Amen.
When we become aware of someone sinning or of someone sinning against us, we should not talk to others but to the person directly. Our natural man always likes to tell others about a person's sins or mistakes. This is wrong.
Right.
Okay, now I like to balance this word. We do have some mature brothers. When you don't know how to handle a situation, you open to Brian, right? And you tell Brian, I don't know what to do with this brother, right? But besides Brian, you do not open that situation to others. If you can't approach the brother one-on-one, that's the best way to handle it. But if you can't, you open to Brian, to Stephen, to Charles, you know, you open with the serving ones. But you don't open that to others besides that, right? This is very crucial. It will kill the vital groups, right?
Amen.
So we need to know, the more we know one another in a proper way,
Amen.
We need to be very proper with one another.
Amen.
We need to cover one another, right? Then the more that we do this, the more there will be the love of one another,
Amen.
Right? If we love one another, we will always feel that we miss one another.
Amen.
And I really appreciate it in the situation that I am with the brothers. We've been entering more into prayer and fellowship with one another.
Amen.
And I didn't know why one night, but I came home pretty late after having my whole day, and I didn't see one of the brothers for the whole day. And then I came into his bedroom, and I, you know, took my phone, and he was in bed already, and I looked, and then he, like, stuck his head out. I was like, he's like, what? I'm like, oh, I didn't see you all day. I don't know why I said that. I've never said that. I've never done that. But I tell you, when you touch one another's spirit, you have morning revival together, you enter into one another, you know one another's situations, you love one another. I didn't say I miss you, so I'm not there yet. But I probably did, you know. I said, I just haven't seen you all day, you know. And it's 11 o'clock, and I saw the brother that day, you know. And then I went to bed. That's all we said. But, you know, I think there's really something there. When you start entering into this way, I've never done that to anybody. You know, I'm a brother. I'm an inward person, right? Okay. But there's really something there. This is the best way, right,
Amen.
To love one another.
Amen.
Okay, how about we continue reading 3 and 4. Let's just read both those together. Amen. 4. Okay, practical way. That means outwardly. You know, it's not just you. I'll pray for you, but it means also this verse in Philippians 4:18, the receiving the things from Epaphroditus. The things there are material things. So another way we enter in to really manifest this care and love for one another is very practically. We need to care for some that don't have, you know, many things. In this situation, is material things, material offerings in Philippians, right? And so we can enter in that way also, to care for one another very specifically. Care for one another with food, with rides, with clothes, whatever it may be, you know, their situation, they're sick. This is a good way to enter into this grouping with one another. Okay, and C finally reaches the point of the gospel, right? And I think you touched our heart already. It's all in the coming to the Lord. It's all in the grouping. And I tell you this, when God has a blended group in this way, He has a blended group that loves one another, that touches the Lord together, right? God loves to add to that.
Amen.
He loves to add more people to that.
Amen.
Why would He not? He has a blended body in the universe in a very solid and practical way. Let's just add to that, add to that,
Amen.
Add to that, right?
Yeah.
Bring more into that. The body being realized. God loves to add to that, okay?
Amen.
So these points, let's just read through C. And then let's switch off brothers and sisters. So let's go with C, everyone.
After taking the steps to become blended through mutual fellowship, prayer and care, we should go on to contact people for the increase of Christ's body.
Okay, brothers, verse 1. I mean,
we should then pick up the burden and take action with our companions to contact others, either sinners or Christians.
Yes, okay, 2, sisters.
We should fellowship with our companions through desperate prayers for the Lord.
Okay, brothers?
We should set a definite goal with a strong determination to gain at least one remaining fruit yearly.
Okay, four sisters?
We should review our acquaintances and make a list of them, and then pray over this list and seek the Lord's leading concerning who should be the first for us to take care of.
Amen.
Five brothers?
We should come together with our companions once a week to fellowship about, pray for, and study every case of those for whom we are burdened.
Amen. Altogether, six.
We should not expect to have a quick result, but continue to labor with inexhaustible patience and unceasing intercession.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So I know these points are very practical, but I don't want you to touch these points without touching the grouping first and entering into the body life in a real practical way.
Amen.
These points will be here for you to look back, right? But once you enter into this grouping, you look back and it's very practical, very simple. You'll touch it very easily, I feel, once you enter into this, okay?
Amen.
So I'd just like to end how our brother shared with Philippians 2:25. First a brother and then a worker, okay? Let's all endeavor to enter into this matter of the grouping of the twos and threes, caring for our brothers, right? Caring for the life of one another. And then we go out and labor and work together with the gospel. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.